Hello, everyone, and welcome. We're delighted that you're here. Before we move to our very exciting and interesting panel, I have been asked by the section organizers to read you a little bit about their section. So, welcome and thank you for attending this session, which is hosted by Community Health Planning and Policy Development. You may have seen them, CHPPD. Please feel free to pick up an abbreviated program listing to see what other exciting sessions you can attend, and also please let us know what you think of our sessions using Twitter and Instagram information at the bottom of the program listings. So these people are, as you can see, savvy. Okay? If you're not currently a member, please consider joining CHPPD as your secondary section, as there's no additional cost for sign-up for secondary section membership in addition to your primary section, and also visit the booth, which is booth number 4C at the exhibition hall, to meet and network with other members. So after this session, if you're really ready to go, I'll run down and see them at the booth. Okay, everyone, if you can find a seat, we're going to get going right now. We have a very interesting session today, and the overarching title is from Successful Advocacy for Condoms in Adult Films. And so what you're going to learn here from all these panelists, there's some slight changes to the program, which I'll inform you of, but all of them are going to give you the insider scoop as to how Measure B got passed in Los Angeles, okay? So we're going to start with Mark McGrath, and Mark is going to be giving a talk called Successful Advocacy for Condoms in Adult Films, From Idea to Ballot, How Did We Do It? And he is a policy and research analyst at AIDS Healthcare Foundation in Los Angeles. He has 10 years of experience working with high-risk communities, including commercial sex workers, MSM, and incarcerated veterans. He holds an MPH in Community Health Sciences from my very own department at the University of California, Los Angeles, at the School of Public Health. And he holds a BA in Anthropology from Berkeley. You're on.
I'm on. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Let's get you going.
All right.
Here we go.
Good. Perfect. Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Mark Roy McGrath. And I want to begin by just describing that, you know, Los Angeles is traditionally the epicenter of adult film production within Los Angeles County. And workers in the adult film industry are disproportionately affected by high rates of infectious disease. And unfortunately, they also have very high rates of reinfection. This is from the Los Angeles County Department of Public Health. This project was based on communicable disease reporting that is mandated by law. And as you can see, that we're looking at really, really high orders of magnitude. So for adult film performers, you know, 34 times more at risk for chlamydia, 64 times more at risk for gonorrhea. An important thing to understand is that in this industry, about 70-75% are females, and often these infections are asymptomatic. In Los Angeles, beginning about 1988, it was litigated in the California Supreme Court, and the production of adult film, the production of pornography, was determined not to be prostitution and pandering. So in doing so, the state Supreme Court kind of created both a cottage industry, but also a de facto workforce. And since this has always been somewhat of a fringe industry, and since their legalized status has kind of been through the courts, it's always operated on kind of like an outlaw ethos. Here, you know, it's been, you know, there's been a lot of talk about getting this industry to obey basic health and safety laws. Our motto for them is, with legality comes responsibility. And so that chorus of calls has increased. This is from the Journal of Sexually an editorial from the Journal of Sexually Transmitted Diseases. So at least within the medical community, it's become very, very recognized of the high rates of infections and the really, really improper work environments that not only performers, but production staff within the industry face. All right, the double slide. So I'm a representative of AIDS Healthcare Foundation. We are the world's largest HIV/AIDS nonprofit. We operate in 26 countries, and we provide medical care for HIV regardless of ability to pay. We are also an AIDS advocacy organization. And one of the many projects we advocate on, such as lowering drug prices, trying to get countries to pay their fair share to the global fund, Hershey School stigma for children with HIV, we took this up as an advocacy issue, mainly because this is our backyard. We are also the nation's largest largest provider of free community sexual health testing and treatment. This is one of our billboards here in Los Angeles. We have a few types of these, but everybody loves the wiener dog. AHF sees this as advocating for a minimum standard of protection. So as we go on with this discussion, I think it's important to recognize that what we see and what we have advocated for is the minimum that we see that this industry can provide its workers. The issue of worker safety in adult film actually began in the late 80s, where we started to see our first cluster of HIV infections. However, in the public discourse, it really began around 2003. This is an expose from the LA Times. You know, this was something that issues had been festering, high rates of infection, lack of treatment, a lot of self-medication. So really within a legal industry, this is not the type of practices that you would expect. So what I'm going to tell you about is our story of Measure B. And this is a Los Angeles County-based public health initiative to basically require a minimum standard of protection within the adult film industry. Here's kind of a timeline. And as I said, the first HIV clusters in the industry became apparent around 1998. But really, you know, the thinking on issues in adult films started. So at UCLA here, we had a think tank. And I'll say we because I'm an alumni, but UCLA had a think tank. This included public health professionals, sex workers, industry people, everybody kind of coming together on how to really, really move forward. And it was really at this think tank in which my organization, AIDS Healthcare Foundation, was invited, that the notion that we would be involved in this issue started to kind of germinate. And around 2007, we took this up in our organization as an advocacy issue. And once we take up an issue for advocacy, whether it be Gilead drug pricing, whether it be China's failure to contribute to the global fund, we will not let it drop. And so we also decided that this is a complicated issue in some regards, and we were going to approach it from a few angles. So not only were we working, you know, we were protesting outside Hustler, but we also started to engage CalOSHA, California Department of Safety Health Association, Occupational Health and Safe, and its sister organization, the Standards Board, which actually writes a lot of the labor standards. And then you'll see that we began actually with a city initiative moved to a county initiative, and currently we have state legislation pending. But all of this kind of began, when we began our advocacy here, we were actually had a lobbyist in Sacramento trying to get somebody from either the California Senate or the California Assembly to author a bill on this issue. And nobody wanted to touch it. Nobody wanted to touch it. It was like rotten fish. And so we began, like I said, with Cal OSHA. And, you know, Cal OSHA has what's called 5193. It's the bloodborne pathogen standard. It's the same standard that covers nurses. It covers, you know, maids. Anybody that's exposed to blood or other potentially infectious material in California is covered by this one encompassing standard. And you'll see here where we're talking about personal protective equipment. Well, what does that mean in adult film? Cal OSHA has actually been a good government ally in that they have gone in, they've inspected several production companies, Hustler, Penthouse. This is an example of a citation. But Cal OSHA is a complaint-driven agency. And what that means is that they take complaints from employees first, they take complaints from employee advocates second, but they do not act without a complaint. And you're going to look at this penalty here. This is for not having an effective exposure control plan. That is, what do you do when you have an accident? Cal OSHA automatically, on all their citations, cuts them in half. So this was originally an $18,000 citation. But to kind of nudge employers into good behavior, they automatically cut all citations in half on, you know, the hope that the employer will abate the situation. But and this is an old Shackman article from November 2006 that's highly cited. So this is the cost of HIV care, and what we're looking at is the cost of medicines alone. We're not looking at what's the cost in lost productivity, what's the cost, you know, for MAs to draw labs. So just for a discounted price for HIV medications, we're looking, you know, roughly a little over $500,000. However, you know, the cost of HIV, when you look at what the cost of the citations are, this happens to be an investigation I worked on when I was with the County of Los Angeles. And this particular performer worked in the industry for 4 months. And within that 4 month time frame, paid out of pocket with his own money for monthly testing. And he was tested for chlamydia, gonorrhea, and HIV. And in his time in those 4 months, this performer contracted herpes, chlamydia, gonorrhea, oropharyngeal gonorrhea, and HIV. You know, it's rather astonishing because, even though we've taken this up as an advocacy issue, and even though there's been a lot of press on the impacts of these workers, the foundations and policies from the medical community have been consistent. The San Francisco Department of Public Health has issued not only testing guidelines that are still not met, but also calls, a chorus of calls for basically condoms. Here we have APHA policy statement, which not only recognizes the unhealthy conditions, but also one of their recommendations is that we modify the bloodborne pathogen standard to specifically kind of address this industry. Because one of the issues is wiggle room. And the poor corporate citizens in this industry will kind of do anything to get around things. And so they'll say, well, this doesn't apply to us. It applies to doctors, nurses. This doesn't apply to us. This applies to maids. So APHA has called, has recommended that we modify the bloodborne pathogen standard to specifically address this industry. And of course, when we talk about personal protective equipment, we are talking about, you know, condoms. Now, in any other industry, if we're, say, doing mining or shipbuilding, and if I said, you know, your welder likely could have neurological disorders from welding, or your welder could likely have, birth delivery problems, any other industry would clamor, would over each other for a piece of personal protective equipment that basically costs 4 cents. AIDS Healthcare Foundation, we actually make our own condoms and we distribute those for free. And it's a very, very, you know, effective instrument in preventing infectious disease. So how did we start? And what we did was, after discussions, you know, after not being able to get a state legislature to even give us the time of day, five proponents from AHF formed a political action committee, and it was called FAIR, for Adult Industry Responsibility. And we, you know, here's kind of a jurisdictional layout. And the problem with adult film is that everybody's going to say it's not their problem. You know, California is responsible for labor issues, enforcement of the labor code. The county of Los Angeles is responsible for communicable disease investigation, disease control. And then cities here, there are 88 cities in Los Angeles County, and here is LA. Cities are responsible for issuing things like zoning and film permits. So we actually started at the bottom, and we were looking at the city of L.A., and we know that the city of L.A. was issuing film permits for adult film productions, and we didn't think that was right given the hazardous work environments. And so we looked at existing laws in L.A. Mostly these were commercial sex venues, things like bathhouses, and we drafted an ordinance, a measure, that would condition the issuance of a film permit on the requirement that the producer provide both access to and the use of condoms for their workers. We circulated this as a citizens initiative petition. It's actually kind of funny. These, when you circulate a petition in Los Angeles, the amount of signatures you have to collect are based on the last mayoral election. Well, since nobody votes in L.A., that's a very low bar. However, we had 90 days to collect signatures. We actually collected, 70,000 within 2 months. We had no problem collecting these signatures. We then submitted this to the city council. They had two choices. They can either enact the measure or they could place it on the ballot. And the city council did two things. They voted 12-0 requesting that the state intervene and start considering how to protect these workers. That was the first vote. And then they voted 11-1 that this become a city ordinance. And then Mayor Villaraigosa signed this. And we had the landmark decision where we have a sex worker health ordinance in Los Angeles. And that any film permit issued through the city of Los Angeles to an adult film production company, they're required to use condoms. So once we started small, we used this as a template. And then we decided, I think if I can go back to the jurisdictional issues. So we did our film permit thing here in L.A. So then we decided to move to the larger county of Los Angeles. But we did it a little differently. Rather than looking at film permits, we said, let's look at health permits. So within Los Angeles County, The county Department of Public Health issues about 134 health permits. Dog groomers, tattoo parlors, commercial sex venues. So we actually drafted another measure that would require an adult film producer have to shoot in LA County to have to pull out a health permit, have to have a postage of signage so that employees know their rights, have to have clean sets, have to train not only performers but also production staff on the risks that are occurring, and also ensure that there is access and use of condoms in all productions. Once again, we had 60 days to collect these signatures, and we did so in 90 days, in 60 days, more than enough time. However, we submitted this to the County Board of Supervisors, which is, it's only five people. They're a little more established politically in that they're there longer. I would say they fester with cronyism. Rather than take responsibility for this, they played hot potato and they said, "No, we'll put it on the ballot." And there you have it. For the first time in a U.S. general election, we have a sex worker health initiative that is placed in the general election, and it was called Measure B.
Okay, great. Thank you. So that then sets the stage for Measure B, this county initiative. So next we're going to hear from Adam Cohen, and we're actually going to hear from Adam Cohen twice. So he's going to get to do two sessions. The first session he's going to do is on using social and traditional media and marketing to convince voters to support Measure B. So just because it's on the ballot, and it was on a presidential ballot, it doesn't mean that people are going to support it, so he'll tell you that. And then his second presentation is going to be guerrilla tactics, and I know that's what you're all here for. Uh-huh. Guerrilla tactics on the streets of LA to challenge voter misinformation. So, Adam, take it away. Oh, wait, I didn't tell you who he is. Sorry. Adam, I just assume everyone knows him. I'm Paula Tavro, by the way, and I'm his professor, have been his professor, at UCLA School of Public Health. And he is a PhD student at our School of Public Health in the Department of Community Health Sciences, and his research interests include social marketing pertaining to sexual and reproductive health. And now, here he goes.